So as a CEO, you have to be a walking, talking example of the vision that you want to live.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
Hey, imagine if you could design the most perfect life or business. How would you go about it? Hey, my name is Bedros Koulian. Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. And today we're going to talk about designing your most perfect life or business, family, or just yourself for you. How would you go about it? That's a question I hear often. And so I'm going to share that with you guys because it really boils down to one simple thing, and I think people forget that they are the CEO of their life. And I want to just kind of tee it up that way, right? Because once you start looking at it as, oh, like I don't own a business, but I could be the CEO of my life. Yeah, you can. So many of you guys know I have 7 companies, and these companies, most of them, except for Fit Body Bootcamp, I'm just the founder. I used to be the CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp. Now I'm the founder, Bryce Henson, is the CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp. But for most of these companies, I'm still the CEO of the company, chief executive officer, right? And as a chief executive officer, I want you to look at it this way. When you're the chief executive officer of a business, your job, along with your team and your team of leaders above them, are to make the best decisions for that company in terms of the product, in terms of the people, not only the people that you serve, like your customers and clients, but the people that actually work for you, and then the processes. Because all businesses really depend on those three things: product, people, and processes. And if you can dial those three things in, well, you're squared away. And as the CEO of a company, it's my job to lead my team to coming up with the best decisions to have a great product, an excellent product or service, right? Because if I'm in a competitive space and I've got an excellent product or service, that's gonna give me an advantage. And then if I'm in a space that's competitive and I've got a great product, I also want a great group of people, right? Like the team who works for me and the customers that I serve, that's gonna give me an advantage. And of course, if I'm in a competitive space, in addition to great product and great people, I want great processes, systems in place, because my job is not to run the company. My job and my team's job is to run the processes, and the processes, the systems, will run the companies. And so if you look at your life that way, that you are the CEO of your life, so you don't have to have multiple businesses, you don't have to have any businesses. You work for someone, or you're a stay-at-home person, right? You're a stay-at-home mom, you're a stay-at-home dad. By the way, if you're a stay-at-home dad, I don't know why you're a stay-at-home dad. You really shouldn't be a stay-at-home dad, because all men need to go out and hunt and kill and fucking build and acquire and deal with hardships and challenges and overcome these things and fucking feel good about it. But that's a whole another fucking podcast. But today I want to talk to you about being the CEO of your company, yourself, your family. And that all starts off with leading. All right, motherfucker, where are we going to lead people to? And that's the thing that people forget. If you're the CEO of your life, you may not have what you need to be able to lead yourself into a successful area of life. Like, what is my vocation? What am I gonna do? How's my body gonna look? How's my body gonna feel? Am I gonna be strong? Am I gonna be flexible? Am I gonna be mobile? Do I know how to fight? Do I know how to build? Like, the CEO of your life should be able to say, these are the things I want this human, me, to do, right? And if you're like, I don't know, man. Every year I just celebrate a birthday, and now I'm 30 something, 40 something, 50 something, and I'm just a giant doofus of a kid, and I really don't have any skills, traits, passions, purpose. Well, welcome to the show. That's what we're gonna fix today, right? And so when I think about a business, like, I would never start a business with my 20 some odd years of experience in starting businesses and leading them and selling some of them. I would never start a business without a vision. These are the 4 things you need for a business, right? To be successful, for a business to thrive, for a business to be an industry dominator, these are the 4 things you need. Vision, number 1. Mission, number 2. Core values, number 3. And allies, number 4. Without these things, I can't successfully run my business. And so I'm gonna start off by talking to you guys about how I run my companies and then how that transfers into my life, into my family, into my personal development of self. It's the same CEO strategies. Like for my own personal life, I have a vision, mission, core values, and allies, right? In my family, like vision, mission, core values, allies. Like my family members are my allies. Together, we have a vision that I had to help build for this family. Like, hey, we're never gonna be broke. We're always gonna be servants to humanity. We're always gonna pay it forward to others, not just learn something, get something, and then hoard it to ourselves. Like there's certain core values that I have in my family, that I have in my business, that I have for my personal life. And that keeps me in alignment. It keeps me congruent with the man that I wanna be, with the family that I wanted to raise, and the businesses that I wanted to grow. So I'm gonna bring it back to business because I'm gonna show you that if you just treat your family and yourself like a business, you will literally be successful. At least if you treat it like a successful business. Now keep in mind, something like 80% of all businesses fail within 3 years. And the reason they fail is because of the lack of these four things: vision, mission, core values, and allies. So thing number one, vision. So when I created Fit Body Bootcamp way back in the day, I started Fit Body Bootcamp. Now we're an international fitness franchise. We have hundreds of locations all over the world. And Fit Body Bootcamp is a chain of fitness franchises, indoor boot camps, one coach, many clients, 30-minute workouts, people burn fat, build muscle tone, get nutrition coaching, and get awesome results in 30 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And we have session times, class times, if you will, throughout the day, with like 2 employees and 1 owner and 1 front desk person, you can run a successful Fit Body Bootcamp location with 250 to 350 clients paying whatever, $199 a month. Like do the math, you see like, oh wow, that's a successful business model. Well, before that model was ever created, I had to have a vision for it. I wanted an indoor bootcamp. And I'm like, if I'm gonna create an indoor bootcamp, now I can start using equipment. And if I'm gonna be doing group training, it has to be equipment where we can have 4 or 5 pieces of everything, 4 or 5 sets of dumbbells, 4 or 5 battle ropes, 4 or 5 TRX straps hanging off the thing, right? 4 or 5 pull-up bars, 4 or 5 of everything. Why? Because I wanted 5 people here in this station, 5 people at that station, 5 people at this station, 5 people there. Now I got 20 people. I can rotate them over a 30-minute period. They get a full total body workout. There's not a lot of rest in between, so they're getting their cardiovascular training as well. They're getting their resistance training. We're focused on their nutrition. That's how Fit Body Bootcamp was born. I called it the 4-station rotation. I had 4 stations in a 2,500 square foot footprint. And then we would literally every 15 minutes get a, 30-minute session, right? We call it sessions, not classes. When those clients leave, we have 15 minutes to reset everything up for the next session, next group of clients coming in. And if we can run 4 or 5 sessions in the morning, and then if we can run another 3 or 4 sessions in the evening from 5:30 to about 7:30 p.m., now we've trained people in the morning times, we've trained people in the evening times, and then the future version of Fit Body Bootcamp, we started training people in the middle of the day by doing something called Fit Body Forever, which was a training program for retired, baby boomers, aging adults who were home, who wanted to stay fit and functional, but weren't about to go and do like silver sneaker workouts at the gym, which are stupid, right? Like where they sit in a chair and curl dumbbells and like they need to be standing. They need proprioception. They need balance. Anyway, none of that matters to you because unless you're in the fitness industry, you have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. The point I'm making is we realized we could even fill up the middle of the day with clients who are home. People who are home, the baby boomers, aging adults, they have money. They have the desire to stay fit and mobile. They still want to be strong and functional and not end up dying in an old folks home. They want to be able to carry their grandkids. They want to be able to go shopping. They want to be able to ride a bike and go hiking. And so we found that we can have client sessions all throughout the day. The vision of Fit Body Bootcamp was born. Well, once I had the vision, I had to sell that vision to the team that I hired. My team needed to be bought into my vision. And my vision was I want to have 2,500 locations by the year 2025, right? So if my vision was 2,500 locations by the year 2025, and at that point I had like five locations, I need the team to be bought into the idea that we can get there, right? Hey, I know it's 2010 and 11 right now, but we can get there by 2025. We can have 2,500 locations. Because if I have team members that are not bought into my vision, then they're not going to execute, number one. Number two, they're going to infect the other people who are bought in, because one bad apple can infect so many good apples. So once you have a vision crafted, and the best vision for yourself, your business, for your family, as the CEO of your life and of your business, it's like, what do I want? You know, my friend Steve Eckhart, who's also the lead instructor at the project, like, the dude's like, he's got the freak code. You know, his whole family, they're freaks in the best way possible, right? His son, Tyson, daughter, Midge, his wife, Eva, and him, they live by their own code. They wear mismatched colored shoes, same brand of shoes, obviously, but just mismatched. There's a whole story behind it. When you come to the project, you learn that story. But they have their own free code. They homeschool their kids. That's part of their vision. Every Thanksgiving, they go to the, I think it's the fucking desert where all those sand dunes are, and they're just spending the time off the grid. They have a big property where they have a fucking turtle, and they have all these dogs they rescue, and they just live by their own code. And that is the family's vision. Dad, the CEO of the family, Steve, led the family down that vision with his second in command, his wife. And their kids are bought into the vision. But mom and dad have to live the lifestyle for the kids to be bought in. So as a CEO, you have to be a walking, talking example of the vision that you want to live. So going back to Fit Body Bootcamp, if I want 2,500 locations by the year 2025, now I've casted a great vision, right? Because a vision, more than anything, has to be, what do you want and when do you want it by? Otherwise, it's a dream. If you're like, oh, I just want a lot of locations and I want them as fast as possible. Well, how many Fit Body Bootcamp locations is that, Bedros? I don't know. I want a lot as soon as possible. That's not a vision anyone can buy into, because a lot for you might be 20, a lot for me might be 2,500, a lot for him might be 600. But if I can say 2,500 locations by the year 2020, now I've casted a clear vision. Once I've casted a clear vision, the next step is mission, right? What do I have to do? What do me and my team have to do on a daily basis? What are the missions we have to do on a daily basis to be able to reach our vision in 2025? Well, that means maybe we need to get, in our case, we need to get 45 EOIs in a day. EOI means expression of interest form, right? EOI, expression of interest forms. We need to get 47 EOIs in a day. If we can get 47 EOIs in a day, then we can onboard 8 to 9 locations per month. And as those owners open more locations, and as new ones come on board and open new locations, we'll hit our goal. Now, guess what I didn't factor into my vision and my mission? The pandemic. How did that change things? Well, if you watch the show long enough, you know that during the pandemic of 2020, the plandemic of 2020, we lost 218 franchise locations. So what did I have to do? I had to go back and readjust my vision and then reformulate a new mission. These are the number of leads we need per day, per week, per month to hit the number of new locations we need. So it is okay to restructure your vision when a life event or catastrophe happens. But if you have no vision for yourself in terms of how much money do you want to make, what kind of spouse do you want to find, how many people, kids do you want in your family? Like I meet couples and they're like, yeah, the reason we're like arguing right now is because when we got married, I wanted a kid and I never talked to her about wanting kids. She doesn't want any kids. And so now we argue about that. It's like, fuck, man, such a big decision. Like, could you guys not have talked about it any one of the times that you were fucking in the back of your truck? Could you not have talked about it? Like, stop and talk about like, hey, do you want kids? I think I want kids. Like, how many kids do you want? Right? Maybe you would have come up with the vision for that marriage that would have worked for you. So if you don't have a vision for your personal life or for your family in the areas of health, fitness, mindset, income, financial status, right? Influence, purpose, passion, hobbies, then you're just drifting through life. To what end? Doing what? Accomplishing nothing, right? And you feel purposeless. you have no passion. And that is when the demons come. You do know that. That is when depression, anxiety, overwhelm, self-sabotage kicks in most. And I share this with you guys because once you have a clear vision and you have a mission, so what do I need to do on a daily basis to stay lean and active? Well, I need to train hard. I need to eat right. So I need to figure out what my macros are. I know that I live in Southern California, let's say, and I want to make X amount. I want to have this kind of lifestyle, a house with a pool and a big property. Then shit, maybe I need to make $500,000 a year or $1 million a year to be able to do that. Reverse engineer that. What does $1 million a year look like? Oh, it's $83,333 a month. Got it. What product or service could I create? Or what kind of job could I get to make $83,000 a month? There are jobs, believe it or not, that can make you that kind of money. There are. You will have to have a very high value skill. And you're like, I don't know the skill. Well, develop it, get it, figure it out, create the business. But my companies collectively make millions of dollars a month. And after we pay payroll and marketing expenses and operational costs, we have millions of dollars in profit. And I'm able to share that. I'm able to do good things with that. I'm able to create future businesses with that. I'm able to fortify my future, create a legacy. Like, what kind of legacy do you want for yourself, right? What kind of legacy do I want for my business? It's the same thing. Vision, mission, core values, allies. So the mission is, what are you going to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to accomplish the big vision at the end, right? How many leads do I need? How many sales do we need to make? How many team members is it going to take? What is payroll going to look like? Once you've figured out the mission, the core values. The core values is literally what you live by, right? Like, these are the non-negotiables. In Fit Body Bootcamp, our core values are to drive change, exceed expectations, and be relentlessly disciplined. Like, you can go look at anyone in our franchise brand who works here in the building, and they live by those three core values: drive change, exceed expectations, and be relentlessly disciplined. Because it starts at the top. Starts with me and Bryce, the founder and my CEO. And if we don't live those traits and core values, the rest of the team is not. And if the rest of the team doesn't live it, and they're the ones onboarding new franchisees on board to Fit Body Bootcamp, our franchisees are not gonna have that. So it's imperative that we carry those core values that we believe in, that we feel are foundational to our personal growth. And I have core values for my family. I have core values for myself. And if I don't have those core values, and it doesn't have to be like 10, 20 things. Like, Fit Body Bootcamp has those three core values. And every one of my companies have their own core values based on me, the leader, and then my second in command, right? At Trulene, we've got Jeff. And Jeff is my second in command. He's the VP of Trulene. And down the line, he'll be the CEO of Trulene. But for now, he's the VP. And as the VP, he has to live the core values that we came up with, that we live, that we stink of, that we reek of, right? And so, do you have that for yourself, core values? Because your core values are what keep you congruent. Listen, I stopped taking all of those and I started taking this, the Trulene Wellness Shot. In fact, I created this because I was sick and tired of every morning taking 11 different supplements like turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper, black pepper, vitamin B12, echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, right? Think about this. If you want to improve your immune system, if you want to fight off inflammation in your body so that you have better gut health, you have more energy, your joints don't hurt, then you're going to want to take all those supplements. And I was taking it twice a day, every day. And so when we created the Trulene Wellness Shot, we cut no corners and we spared no expense. And so in this, you've got something that's going to not only help boost your immune system, but also fight off inflammation. Because if you're a high performer and if you want to get more done, if you want to stay more focused, if you want to make sure that you don't get sick as frequently, then you have to care about your immune system and you have to fight off inflammation, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're high performing and you have a stressful work day from time to time, right? And so here's what I want you to do. You're going to click on the link in the description box or go to trulene.com and you're going to use the code word Bedros. And when you use my name, Bedros, you'll get 50% off your first subscribe and save bundle. For whatever reason, you don't like the Truly Wellness Shot, which I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't, then let us know in your first 30 days. We'll give you a full refund, part ways as friends. Fair enough? Go check it out. Use the code word Bedros. Get 50% off. Peace. And then finally, allies. If you are the CEO of your family, if you are the CEO of your life, if you are the CEO of your company, who are the allies that are going to support you? You know, when people tell me they're self-made, I'm self-made, bro, I'm self-made. No one's self-made, dude. Let me tell you that right now. No one's self-made. Someone helped you get to where you are. If not by being a shitty example of bad humanity or a bad entrepreneur, a bad father, right? Again, going back to Steve Eckhart, our lead instructor for the project, he talks about how he learned to become a great dad by watching his dad and doing everything the opposite. So his dad helped him become a great dad by him modeling the opposite of what his dad did. Because his dad, from the stories that he tells at the project, was not the most stand-up, stellar dad. And so make no mistake about it. You need allies in your life. Like if you're married, is your spouse an ally, or are they constantly shitting on your vision, on your dreams? Are your friends, extended family members, are they allies, or are they crabs who are just constantly pulling you down and shitting on your dreams and telling you that that's impossible, you're not able to, you don't have the education for it. You're too big boned. You're too fat. You'll never be athletic. If you got enemies instead of allies, well, they're going to destroy your company. They're going to destroy your family. They're going to destroy your confidence and health and life's dreams. So if you can surround yourself with allies who believe, who share your vision, mission, and core values, who want to see you win, who are going to jump in and do the work with you, then you've given yourself such a massive advantage in life that you become unstoppable, unbreakable. And that's what this is about, guys. And again, I share this with you because the story of my life could have been very different. When I was acting as the employee and not the CEO of my own life, at this point I was 19, 20 years old. My dad was like, hey man, I've got this tailor shop here. Remember, we came to America. And my dad opened up a little tailor shop a few years later. And it's a fun profession, man, noble profession. He gets to take clothes and alter them and make them fit someone and then of a different body size. But that wasn't what I wanted to do. And he was disappointed that I didn't want to take the family business and become a tailor. He taught me how to be a tailor. And I still know how to sew on buttons and a zipper and hem pants and all these things. When I was a kid, he was teaching me, right? But as I became an adult, I was like, man, I don't want to do this, Dad. And I had to tell my dad. I remember having that conversation with him, and I remember how disappointed he was. But I realized that he's making a decision for my life. And so he was like, well, you like cars. Why don't you go and become a mechanic? Cars always break down. I was like, well, I don't want to get fucking dirty. I like cars. I like driving nice cars. When I'm rich in the future, I want to drive nice cars. I don't want to necessarily go work on them. He's like, well, then you can become a smog technician. If you become a smog technician, you can actually keep your hands clean and still make decent money at a mechanic shop. Well, guess what that led to? I went to smog technician school, got my education to be a smog technician. It was like a vocational school. And the entire time I'm like, I don't belong here in this fucking class. I don't belong with these people. I don't want to be in a mechanic shop. I don't, that's not what I want to do. So I had to let him down again because he was acting as the CEO of my life. He had best of intentions. He wanted the best for me. But the reality is I needed to start making decisions for myself. And I started to do that when I was like, you know what? Fitness has changed my life. Senior year of high school, I started working out, getting fit, completely transformed me. And I knew right then and there that that's my path. But instead of becoming the CEO and marching to the beat of my own drum, what did I do? I instead entertained being a tailor. I entertained being a smog technician. And then finally had the balls to tell my dad, I don't want to be a smog technician. I don't want to be a tailor. I think I'm going to go and become a personal trainer. And while it was a rough start, you guys have heard the stories before. That's the day that I put on my CEO hat for my own life. I became the CEO of my own life. I started to make decisions. All decisions were not good. I've told you all the stupid decisions I've made, the consequences that I faced. But decision after decision, more of them got better, less of them were shitty. And today I get to run an empire. I get to have this show. I get to serve you. Guys, so it all starts with those four things. Vision, what do I want? When do I want it by? Right? Whether it's for your personal life, your family, or your business. What do you want and when do you want it by? If you have that vision, now you can get your friends, allies, family members, employees to buy in to that vision. Next thing is my mission. What are the daily steps I need to take to get the outcome that I'm looking for that aligns with that vision, right? Because once you have a vision, then your daily missions are obvious. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're not going to hit target. If you do what you're supposed to do every day, get the right number of leads, get the right number of workouts, eat the right number of calories, right number of macros, hire the right people, have a great product, have a great marketing system, get the right number of sales. Like, it doesn't matter if it's for your personal life, for your family, or for your business. Vision is followed up by the mission, the daily achievables, and then the core values. The core values are all about what is in alignment and congruent, what we believe in, how we operate, and then what is a non-negotiable for us in the way we do business or we run our family or I conduct myself. And then finally, the allies, the people who are going to support you, from your employees, your team, your family members, your friends. You've got to ruthlessly manage all of that. And when you do, and you start becoming and acting as the CEO of your life, everything changes, my friend. You become more confident, more congruent, more competent. That develops self-mastery. Self-mastery leads to better health, better mindset, greater income, impact and influence. And of course, you become a purpose-driven human. And that is our ultimate goal in life, is to develop ourselves to the 2.0 version so that we can figure out and develop, find our purpose, and then live our purpose in a meaningful, intentional way. Guys, if you got value from this episode, if you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to subscribe, leave comments, give us a thumbs up. And if you're on the iTunes and Spotify, we'd love a 5-star review on this show. Thank you so much for supporting. And remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you decide to flip the switch. I'll see you next time. What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.